Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Holly Berry for North Pole Radio News. 28 hours ago, Santa launched from the North Pole, and he's in the final stages now of this year's flight, about to set an all-time speed record, finally breaking the 30-hour barrier he's been chasing these many years. Joining me first from Sector 5 is Elf Alpine at the Regional Tracking Center in Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada. Al, what can you tell us?
Holly, I can tell you that all stations in Hawaii are reporting a Merry Christmas. We're in the home stretch, and Santa's turned north for the final time.
Outstanding news, Al. Well done, and Merry Christmas. Let's check in again with the man behind Santa's sleigh, our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what's the latest on Santa?
Santa's taking the chances, Holly. He left Hawaii with his foot on the gas and the wind blowing in his hair. He's got a few stops to make off the oil rigs in northern Alaska, but he's more or less done here, barring a stop in Fairbanks at the 7-Eleven.
The 7-Eleven? Why would Santa need to stop at a convenience store in Fairbanks, Alaska at this hour on Christmas?
For hairspray. Mrs. Claus doesn't like when Santa goes this fast, and she's making him stop so her hair looks right when they get home. You know how it goes.
Yes, I do. Please give our merry regards to Santa and Mrs. Claus. And be safe on your return, Crash. From the North Pole News Desk, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.